Experts in the global medical community are reacting to hopeful news today that a vaccine for the Ebola virus is showing real promise. New research published in the medical journal The Lancet has boosted hopes that an effective vaccine may be closer than thought. In a small clinical trial, the vaccine provided 100% protection. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton joins us from Dakar, Senegal. She's been part of NPR's Ebola coverage team over the past year and a half. And Afebia, what more do we know about this vaccine?
Well, we were told that the trial happened in Guinea. Now, Guinea is the first country where Ebola was announced a year and a half ago. And it seems that a fragment of the Ebola virus with another safer virus is used in order to, as they put it, train the immune system to beat Ebola. So 100 patients were identified in the trial between April and July, and they were all close contacts of one patient of Ebola, and they were either vaccinated immediately or 3 weeks later. And in the 2,000 plus close contacts of this Ebola sufferer in Guinea who were vaccinated, apparently there were no subsequent cases of the virus. And in those who were vaccinated later, there were 16 cases. And this is why the World Health Organization is saying these results are remarkable, and they feel that this vaccine may be a game changer. But of course, there are the specialists who are saying, hold on, we need to take a deep breath.
Well, what would this mean for Ebola sufferers? How are they treated at this moment?
They need to be caught very early after infection with the disease, because the body can pack up very quickly. There has been no vaccine, there has been no treatment. So what health workers do is make sure that those who are suffering from Ebola have enough water to drink, have oral rehydration salts, so that their body does not pack up. And of the 28,000 cases that have been reported, mainly in the three countries affected, Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia, over the past year and a half, 11,000 people have died. So initially it was a frighteningly high death rate. But now we're talking about Liberia, which is more or less Ebola free since the 9th of May. Guinea is still the weak link, and Sierra Leone still has cases, although up to Sunday last week, it was less than half a dozen in each country. So very slowly, we are getting, hopefully, to no Ebola cases in these three countries, because whilst there is even one case in one of the countries, it means all three countries are at risk.
But why is that the case? Why are there still new cases? We haven't heard in this country, in the United States, we haven't heard a lot about Ebola recently because there haven't been any cases in the U.S. And it seems like the number of cases have been dropping pretty steadily in Africa. But why are there new cases?
Because the Ebola crisis is not over. Okay, perhaps it's not heard much of these days in the United States, but it has not ended in the Ebola region. And why, you ask? Some will say because people are still not reporting Ebola cases. But when I compare with when we were covering Ebola at the height of the epidemic in a year ago in the summer, I mean, now people know as soon as someone shows symptoms, take them to a medical facility where they can be cared for. At the height of Ebola, people were still burying their dead secretly because Ebola was new to the region and people didn't know. And they felt that they had to continue burying their dead, which was laying on hands of the corpse and dead body, all the practices that in these West African countries had been the norm, that was spreading Ebola. Now it appears the message has mainly got through and there are now mainly safe burials. People are not touching dead bodies because corpses, even though the Ebola sufferer is now dead, are still highly toxic and highly contagious. Those messages are finally going through. But medical experts and specialists on Ebola tell us that, you know, although we may eventually get to no cases in the region, Ebola could spring up again, and everybody should be ready for that. That's why this new vaccine that has been trialled in Guinea is being hailed as pioneering and essentially good news, because if there is an Ebola outbreak again, they should be able to use a vaccine such as this to make sure that cases do not run away with the experts and cause an unprecedented epidemic as we've seen in the past year and a half.
That's NPR's international correspondent Afabia Quist-Arctan joining us from Dakar, Senegal, with some good news today in the fight against Ebola. Afabia, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.